We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Education, our theme of the show here today, and we continue our conversation with Dr. Reginald Eggleston. He's the superintendent at USD 475 Geary County Schools. A lot of construction going on here in the district, and probably about wrapped up, I imagine, on the high school. We're getting set to unveil that new high school for the upcoming school year. Are they still working out there, or is things pretty much finished up there?
Oh, no, they're still working there. We're excited about it. We should have all of the major areas of the facility available for students to enter and start school. There will still be some construction, but in outlying areas. But we're hoping that all construction will be completed toward the end of the month of October. So we're very excited about the opportunity to transition from the old to the new high school and just set up, I guess you could say, just a new set of opportunities for our young people.
In a comparison, like, so you go from old to new, is there a major size difference here? Is it twice as big, and or how much bigger would you say?
Well, I would have to say that. We're talking about a state-of-the-art facility that can hold up to 1,800 students. This past year, I think even when we consolidate in-person and remote learning student numbers, we're looking at close to 1,400, right? Maybe a little bit more than 1,400 students at the high school. So it gives us plenty of room for growth, which we're very excited about that as well.
All right. Well, that's a big school. I didn't realize, you know, a town the size of Junction City has that many students in their high school. That's pretty impressive.
Well, we are a 6A school district. Again, we just want to make sure that our students have all of the facilities as well as the academic resources they need in order to meet the goals that have been established by our Board of Education.
Very good. Well, I know you got that, obviously, that project, and that one's a lot of people are looking forward to that opening here. You've got got word here earlier this year of a new school to be constructed eventually on Fort Riley and actually replace one of the existing schools. Where is that at in the process right now?
Right now, we're still in the planning stages. We're working on the blueprints for the facility at this present moment. That normally takes anywhere between 9 and 12 months. So we're actually hoping that within the next year, maybe toward the end of the year, we can break ground and start looking at some construction. But at this present moment, we're in the planning stage and building the blueprints of it just to make sure we meet all of the requirements that the federal government has in place.
All right. And forgive me, I don't recall. What is the school that will replace?
Jefferson Elementary. Okay. Will be the school it will replace.
Okay. Very good. Have they decided on a name for the new school? Will it continue as Jefferson, or is that going to be a picking a new name?
We're having conversations about that. That hasn't been solidified. I know that with it being on post, we have to go back and find out the history of the original name and make sure it's not associated with any particular group or category of soldiers or individuals. So right now we're doing our homework to determine what would be the best course of action to take when it comes to the naming process.
All right, very good. We'll be looking forward to learning more about that as the process goes along. Is there any other construction going on in the district right now, or is that it?
That's it, just routine maintenance throughout the summer as we prep buildings to receive students and staff. That's something that happens on an annual basis or a summer basis. So other than that, we're just cleaning buildings, prepping, doing a little touch-up work here and there. Again, just to make sure everything is clean and very attractive for when staff and students return.
All right. Well, summer vacation is going for students right now, but it'll be back to school time before you know it. What kind of planning is going on right now as you look forward to a school year? I would say post-pandemic, we're still in the pandemic, but assuming that we're going to be seeing things continue to improve.
Well, one of the things we're doing is we're working on our reentry plan. Last year, we developed what we called a way forward document, which included all of our safety measures. We're updating that this summer, and we'll have that available for parents before July 1. The goal is just to make sure that as we receive the notifications of changes and updates pertaining to the pandemic, that we can give timely information to our parents and staff and just community at large. So we will make sure that that document is readily available for all to read and consume.
All right, very good. As far as goals you're working on here with the school board, is there anything over the summer you guys are working toward?
Right now, we're working on our five-year strategic plan. We're on the last stages of it. Hopefully, we will confirm its implementation by the end of July, maybe the very beginning of August. And this will cover the 2021 through the 2026 school year. It'll be a five-year plan. And so we've been looking at our data. We've been looking at specific areas that we want to see improvement in. And so we are just having a lot of conversations with stakeholders, administrators, staff, et cetera, in order to ensure that we're capturing the ideals and thoughts of all stakeholders as we make preparations to launch this new strategic plan.
You know, people hear about strategic plans, and I know that from the public perspective, it's not always, why you plan so far ahead, but maybe you could give us a little perspective from your shoes of why planning is so important, especially that far out.
Well, the purpose of the planning allows us to, one, from a budget standpoint, to know what our goals are and how to support those goals. Two, it also allows us to know the level of personnel we may need. It helps us with evaluation as well. We don't want to just start a plan and not evaluate it. So throughout the course of the strategic plan, whether it's monthly, quarterly, biannually, or even on an annual basis, you will see that we will be having conversations as far as, are we making progress? Are we accomplishing our goals? Those types of conversations will give us an opportunity to make adjustments as needed all throughout the process. And so that's why it's so important to have long-range plans, because again, it gives you an opportunity to budget, to look at your personnel, to look at your facilities, and to just evaluate the success you're experiencing with your programs.
All right, very good. Well, forgive me, I know you guys have kind of scheduled meetings here for school board. It's not always a set schedule. When do you guys meet as far as the school board each month?
We normally meet, we try to meet the first Monday of the month and around the second or third Thursday of each month. Sometimes those have to be adjusted. It's not in stone, but we do try to forecast that so that the public can participate in those meetings.
Okay, and those meetings are broadcast online too. You guys have the YouTube page, and very, very well set up there. So obviously, if you are in the Junction City area, you're an interested stakeholder, be sure to take part in those. Those are open to the public. I've gone through my list of topics here. Is there anything else maybe I haven't brought up you want to highlight this morning?
Well, we will be replacing two of our playgrounds. I didn't think about that until you had asked about any other items as far as work happening at schools. We're going to replace playgrounds at Sheridan and Eisenhower Elementary Schools this summer and as we move forward. And then I think the other piece that I would bring up is that we're out there trying to recruit teachers and staff to come. We're in the process of filling all of our vacancies across the district. I know that some districts across our state, as well as across the country, have been experiencing a teacher shortage, but we've been fortunate that we've been trying to do our very best to hire as quickly as possible qualified individuals. We do have some vacancies still. So I do want to just encourage individuals out there who are interested in employment to go ahead and put their applications in, because we do have some K-12 vacancies all throughout the district, and we need to make sure that we fill those so that we can have those highly qualified teachers in front of our students.
You know, that's a good point here. We talked about that a little bit with our last guest here. I know a lot of businesses right now, and school districts obviously are not exempt from this. It's a struggle right now to hire people. Are you finding that to be the case in your district?
We are experiencing some challenges. We are reaching out and connecting with universities here locally as well as across the state, just seeing if there are graduates out there who are still in need of employment. You know, we have military families who move in and out. So as families PCS in, we are trying to ensure that they know that there are opportunities as well. So we're doing everything we possibly can to get the word out and to, again, ensure that we have highly qualified staff members ready and on board at the start of the school year.
All right, very good. And Dr. Reginald Eggleston, our guest here this morning, what are you most looking forward to here as you get ready for this next school year?
I'm looking forward to in-person school and really reducing many of the safety measures. I think we're going to have to keep a lot of them in place because they're just good practice. But we're going to try to do our best to create as comfortable of a situation as we possibly can. We definitely want to make sure we create a culture and climate for all of our students to be successful. We're going to have probably 700-800 students who at the end of school were still taking advantage of the remote learning option to return to in person. So we're going to have to make sure that those students and parents are comfortable returning. So just excited about the newness of the year and just bringing everyone back in to a situation that is maybe not 100% what we've been accustomed to, but very close to normal day-to-day operations.
Very good. All right. Well, we look forward to talking to you again next month. Dr. Eggleston, appreciate the time this morning, and have a safe and happy 4th of July.
Hey, thank you, and you be safe out there. It's going to be some warm weather, so try to stay cool, definitely.
Absolutely. That's going to wrap up our program here this morning. Thanks to Dr. Eggleston, Cliff Williams, and John Cox from Riley County and Blue Valley Schools. Tomorrow we'll be talking with Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health. Dr. Tim Schaefer from K-State Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy will join us as well.
All right, Brandon, thanks much.